There are always conflicts and differences between parents and children. Commentator Heather Dune McAdam describes a linguistic hang-up she's had with her father for over a decade.
My dad is a woman. I used to say that just to shock people at parties, but I no longer find it all that funny. For years, I have known that my father had a sex change operation, but I continued to refer to him in the masculine. And it was easy to do that because I refused to see him, or her, or any version thereof. I spent 14 years ignoring her, and she spent 14 years wondering if she would ever see her children again. That separation may seem harsh to some people, but transgender is trendy now. 20 years ago, it was not something that people discussed or were even remotely aware of, and I chose to remain ignorant as well. It was not until we were reunited after that 14-year estrangement that I began to comfortably use she when referring to my father. To this day, my brother and mother, however, continue to refer to Dad as he. So I use the pronoun she whenever I am with my father, but when I am speaking with anyone in my immediate family or strangers, I use he. Lately, I've grown tired of trying to please everyone. Juggling something as small as pronouns has become a momentous task. Where I used to be comfortable with him for Dad, it no longer feels right. So I've tried restructuring my sentences, trying to avoid any pronoun possession. The other day, I had to call my brother because our father had developed a medical issue. Dad is in the ER. Dad is going to call me when Dad knows what is up with Dad. I gave up. She's having trouble, and I'm worried, I said. I just couldn't say he any longer. There were bigger issues at hand. Leaving that message for my brother was a first step to pronoun freedom. I am not sure how I will handle it in the future. I mentioned to my neighbor that my father was visiting, and she observed that my mother was visiting instead. I did not feel like explaining things and just let it pass. Perhaps I do that too often. Now I know, no matter what I say publicly, my father is a she. I just wish there were some pronoun that embraced all genders, acknowledging the male and female in each of us. A word that might allow us to redefine ourselves continually as who we are today, not who we were yesterday.
Heather Dune McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.